yeah, they're not cheap. And so, I don't know, the tower idea I had, it's just a base plate, a folding base plate, or a hinge plate that I would concrete in the ground and then bolt the tower to it and then set up something to winch it up or hand crank the tower up in the air. I don't really want to climb, and I've got some room to fold it over and work on stuff. It just makes everything a lot easier that way. But like I said, my big adventure in radio is not at the house. It's out and about doing things. So having a somewhat decent setup here is nice. My 2-meter 440 antenna, that's 40-some feet in the air as it is, with a really high-gain antenna up there. It's actually a repeater antenna. It's about almost 20 foot tall itself. So getting me about roughly 60 feet to the tip of that thing from the ground. That does pretty well for me on that aspect. And then, like I said, the HF side. Right now, I'm just running the 9-to-1 random wire. But I've got the ability to do some stuff, and I can actually get that delta loop up. So just a matter of buying the wire to do it. I've got the balun and everything for it. So we'll see what happens. I might get around to doing that, because I do believe I'm picking up a new HF radio for the house here very soon. And that would complement that radio very well. So I'd have to go spend some time out in the backyard and get that loop put up.
Yeah, well, that's great. You do have the property there to do all that experiment. That's great. You're at a very good advantage what you want to do there. But you have other things, like you said, on the fire there, other irons in the fire. Maybe, yeah, you know, just take care of those things first, because this will always be something to come back to, like a lot of our things we do here. Just, you know drill, clipboard, and a pencil with an eraser, or an ink pen, and just start writing stuff down now. I'm always writing stuff down, so to remind me of things I forget, I look, oh, there it is. Okay, I remember now. There you go. That didn't work. Yeah, there's, you know, you have the dream place there that we all would have some property to expand. That's why I just kind of kept myself limited to what I have here. Luckily, I have enough parcel to, there's plenty of antennas like I could utilize on my small, well, it's not like I'm in an HOA, not like that. And, like, who's going to turn me in? You know, there's no ordinance here. Well, there is, but, you know, you're going to burn anything you burn on Sundays there, because they're not out trolling around as far as antenna. I got to be careful, too, on antenna height, because, yeah, these low-flying jets and Piper Cubs or Lears or whatever's coming in over, they have been coming down quite low again here. So I definitely, it has always been a thing with in this area near an airport. I forget how many miles you had to be from an airport that you have to notify the FAA or notify somebody, and you've got to put a light up there. Because this is Hams, if I remember, as long as it hasn't changed, we have up to 200 feet. Now, I believe that is to the top of the beam antenna, or whatever you have up there. That's part of the 200 feet. Nothing above that. But you better have lights up there. And where I'm in the flight zone here, that's why I'm thinking about that tower and what you're saying, what you'd like to have there. I'm thinking, even at 40 foot, 50 foot, these low-flying guys coming in, man, they're going to whack me. And it's going to cause that thing to, the fuselage, yeah, rip, losing cabin pressure, crashes. They're going to find out the flight plan, we just came in, then they send the drones out, and it's like, oh, here, there's a tower there. And we see some of the debris in that guy's yard. I'm in trouble again.